The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Let me just quickly say this. You've got to understand what your worldview is, because it will cause you to interpret everything that happens in your life and the world around you. You've got to nail down your worldview. Is it a biblical worldview, or is it a secular humanist worldview? You kind of nail that down. All right, now, I said I had a couple of stories. When you reject a biblical worldview, which, by the way, our founding fathers, all of them had a biblical worldview. Not all of them were born-again Christians. Not all of them acknowledged that Jesus was the Son of God and God himself. Not all of them acknowledged that Jesus died on the cross for their sins. Not all of them did. Most did, but not all of them. But they all believed in a sovereign creator, and he was sovereign over the affairs of man. They all believed that. That's why our rights, according to our founding fathers, all of them did not come from people, but from God. You got that? All of our founding fathers had a biblical worldview. All of them. And thus we have the legal system that we have today, the court system that we have today. That biblical worldview is fading very, very quickly. And we're moving to that secular humanist worldview that says, if there is a God, he exists for me. He just wants me to be happy. He wants me to express myself the way I want to. Here's a headline. Cambridge, Massachusetts becomes second U.S. city to legalize polyamorous domestic partnerships. Yeah, get this. Quote, the City Council of Cambridge, Massachusetts recently approved an ordinance altering the city's current statute to allow for domestic partnerships between three or more adults. The council approved the change Monday of last week, and the definition of domestic partnership in Cambridge was rewritten to be, and I am now quoting from the legislation in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Quote, a domestic partnership, the entity formed by two or more persons who are not related and must register as a relationship of mutual support, caring, and commitment, and intended to remain in such a relationship. Now listen to this. Additionally, they cannot be in a domestic partnership with others outside this partnership. And they must consider themselves to be a family. What? So they have completely redefined what a family is, what a relationship is. Three or more, could be five, could be six, could be 10, could be 11, could be 12. There is no limit. But they all got to say, well, I'm going to stick with all of you. And they cannot be in a domestic partnership with others outside this partnership. Well, why not? How does that make any sense? As long as you are committed to your 10 or 11 or 8 or whatever, And as long as you consider yourself, it comes back to this identity thing. If you're a man, you can identify as a woman. If you're a woman, you can identify as your man, as a man. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, a group of 13 people can identify as a family. Really? Well, what about God's definition of a family? Well, who cares? You see, God just wants us all to be happy. And then this. This is what I really wanted to get to today. I'm going to try to get most of this in before the break. Probably not, so hang with me. You probably heard that a couple of days ago, the Vatican actually declared that the Pope is a Catholic. I'm sorry, that sounds smart aleck, and I don't mean it that way. But many, many Catholics have questioned this Pope and his doctrine. He has been an extremely controversial Pope, and a whole lot of Catholics are not happy with him. And I hear this all the time from Catholics. I don't believe our Pope is even a Catholic himself. Well, the Vatican declared a couple of days ago that Catholic clergy cannot bless same-sex unions because that would be condoning sin. The Catholic Church finally came out and confirmed what they have taught for hundreds and hundreds of years, that marriage is to be between a man and a woman, and anything else is actually sin. Well, that is a biblical position. And it has been the biblical position for 2,000 years. Okay? One man, one woman in a committed marital relationship. And I am thrilled that this Pope and the Catholic Church has finally said, yes, we believe what we believe. Good for them. But a lot of people are upset, including Don Lemon on CNN. Quote, yesterday, in the wake of the news that the Vatican had bluntly said that blessing same-sex unions did not fit within the doctrine of the Catholic Church, CNN host Don Lemon lectured religious people that the Catholic Church and other churches should, and I'm quoting, re-examine themselves and their teachings because that is not what God is about. Now, Don Lemon may be a fine journalist, but his ignorance of Scripture is staggering. He is absolutely and probably willfully ignorant of Scripture, and he definitely has rejected a biblical worldview, although he claims to be religious. Appearing as a guest on ABC's The View, Lemon responded to co-host Meghan McCain, who stated, now here's what Meghan McCain said on The View. You got engaged to your fiancé, Tim, in 2019, and this morning we learned that the Vatican has said that the Catholic Church won't bless same-sex unions since God cannot bless sin. They go on to say that this does not imply a judgment on persons, but I want to know, do you think this sends a damaging message, and how do you feel about that, given that obviously you are engaged to a man and you're going to get married? Here's what Don Lemon said. Listen to this. Well, I think there are, listen, I respect people's right to believe in whatever they want to believe in their God, but if you believe in something that hurts another person or does not give someone the same rights or freedoms, not necessarily under the Constitution because this is under God, I think that that's wrong. And I think that the Catholic Church and many other churches really need to reexamine themselves and their teachings because this is not what God is about. God is not about hindering people or even judging people. End quote. Can I repeat that? God is not about hindering people or even judging people. In other words, God would never interfere with your happiness. God exists for you. And whatever makes you happy, God is okay. God doesn't judge. May I say again, Don Lemon's probably willful ignorance of Scripture is absolutely staggering. In other words, God exists for him. And whatever he wants to do and whatever makes him happy, and it's not about God and his glory. All right, I got to take a break. I'm a little over. Hang with me. Going to finish this up when we return. And if you want to discuss it, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I often say the liberal left does not deal with facts or truth, but emotions, feelings, and hysteria. That's true in the political world. It's also true in the theological world. The liberal leftist theologian does not deal with the facts of Scripture, the revelation of Scripture, or what God really said. It's all about, does it make you feel good? Does it feel fair? Is it love? Don Lemon said this concerning the Vatican, saying, nope, we're not going to bless same-sex unions because God said a man and a woman and a same-sex union is sin. He said, well, I think there are, listen, I respect people's right to believe in whatever they want to believe in their God, but if you believe in something that hurts another person, or does not give someone the same rights or freedoms, not necessarily under the Constitution, because this is under God, I think that's wrong. So in other words, what God says or what God means is not important. It's what I believe and what makes me feel good. And if it hurts my feelings, it's wrong. There's no concept here of truth. Absolute. No, it's what hurts my feelings or what hurts your feelings. I think that's wrong, and I think the Catholic Church and many other churches really need to reexamine themselves and their teachings, because that is not what God is about. God is not about hindering people or even judging people. What? I'm going through the Old Testament again, for I don't know how many times. And I'm reminded, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. They are all filled, saturated with the judgment of God. All of them. Well, there's God's grace and mercy there. Yes. God reveals himself as a forgiving God, but he reveals himself as a righteous judge because he's the creator. And there is nothing more ludicrous to say God doesn't judge. And of course, you would know that he would have to use the misuse, the verse of Scripture that is probably misinterpreted more than anything else. Later on in his statement, he says, go out and meet people and try to understand people and do what the Bible and Jesus actually said, if you believe in Jesus. And that is to love your fellow man and judge not lest you be judged. That's not what the verse says. It doesn't say we can't judge or shouldn't judge. It is a warning to be careful how we judge, because we will be judged the same way. He went on. So instead of having the pew hinder you, having the church hinder you, instead of being segregated in the church or among yourselves, go out and have a barbecue and meet people and start breaking bread with people and getting to know them. Don't read your Bible. Don't obey God. Don't study the character of God. Go out and have a barbecue and feel good. All right, folks. This is the very foundation of our culture. A worldview that says our rights come not from people, not from government, but from God. And he is the creator, and he can do anything he wants to do because he's God. And yes, God does judge. In fact, the greatest demonstration of love ever on this planet was the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And it was the perfect intersection of the awful judgment of a holy, righteous God on the sins of all mankind. He poured out all of his wrath and all of his judgment upon his only begotten Son, Jesus, on the cross. The cross is also the greatest demonstration of love. It was the perfect intersection of the judgment on sin, the hatred of sin, God's anger towards sin poured out upon Jesus. You take away the judgment of God, you have completely emasculated the God of the universe and destroyed his character. It's just as unthinkable as taking away the love of God. They coexist. And here's what we must remember. We exist for God's benefit, and therefore his claims on our life are real and genuine. He has every right to demand our obedience because he's God. He does not exist for us. We exist for him. When you see people like Don Lemon and the city council in Cambridge, Massachusetts, defiling, perverting the whole concept of God, don't just sit by and twiddle your thumbs. Serious stuff. Make sure your worldview is biblical. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE.